ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பரியந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹாம். பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 2 சந்தியாதிகரணம். சந்தியே சிருஷ்டிஹி ஆஹஹீம் நிர்மாதாரஞ்ச ஏகே புத்ராதயஸ்ச மாயா மாத்ரம் து காத்ஸ்னேன அனவிவ்யக்தஸ்வரூபத்வாத் சூசகஸ்ச ஹி ஸ்ருதேஹே ஆசக்ஷதே ச தத்விதஹ பராபித்யானாது திரோஹிதம் தத்தோ ஹ்யஸ்ய பந்தவிபர்யயௌ தேஹயோகாத்வா ஸஹ அபி தத் அபாவாதிகரணம். தத் அபாவோ நாடீஷு தத் ஸ்ருதேஹே ஆத்மனி ச அத பிரபோதஹ அஸ்மாத் கர்மானுஸ்மிருதி ஷப்த வித்யாதிகரணம். ச ஏவ து கர்மானுஸ்மிருதி ஷப்த விதிப்யஹ முக்தே அர்த்த சம்பத்தியதிகரணம். முக்தே அர்த்த சம்பத்திஹி பரிசேஷாத் உபயலிங்காதிகரணம். நஸ்தானதோபி பரஸ்ய உபயலிங்கம் சர்வத்ர ஹீம் ந பேதாத்திதி சேத் ந பிரத்யேகம் அதத்வசனாத் அபிச ஏவமேகே அரூபவத் ஏவஹி தத் பிரதானத்வாத் பிரகாஷவச்ச அவைர்த்யம் ஆஹச தன் மாத்திரம் தர்ஷயதி சாதோ அபி ஸ்மர்யதே அத ஏவ சோபமா சூரியகாதிவத் அம்புவத் அக்ரஹணாத்து ந தத்வம் வித்தி ஹ்ராஸ வாக்த்வம் அந்தர்பாவாத் உபய சாமாஞ்சஸ்யாத் ஏவம் தர்ஷனாச்ச ப்ரக்ருத்யை தாவத்வாதிகரணம். ப்ரக்ருத்யை தாவத்வம் ஹி ப்ரதிஷேததி ததோ ப்ரவீதி ச பூயஹ தத் அவ்யக்தமாஹ ஹி அபி ச சம்ராதனே ப்ரத்யக்ஷ அனுமானாப்யாம் ப்ரகாஷாதிவச்ச அவைசேஷ்யம் ப்ரகாஷச்ச கர்மண்யப்யாசாத் அத அனந்தேன ததாஹி லிங்கம் உபய விபதேஷாத்து அஹி குண்டலவத் ப்ரகாஷ ஆஶ்ரயவத்வா தேஜஸ்த்வாத். This is the 28th Sutra, second Pada, third chapter, 346th running Brahma Sutra. The relation between Brahman and the individual Jiva also is discussed now. Now we will do the general analysis of this Sutra, Prakasha Ashrayavatva Tejastvat. We can take another example also, instead of Ahikundala that we saw in the last class, snake coil. Here we are taking another example, Prakasha and Ashrayaha, the light and its source, Deepa and Deepa Prabha, sun and sunlight. And light can be taken as an attribute and source as the substance. If the sun is the substance, sunlight is attribute, and their sambandha is Bheda Abheda Sambandha. And we can take that way also, because abhedatvat, both are abhedaha, because both of them are brilliant. There is identity between them in terms of brilliance. Sun is also brilliant, tejaha, and sunlight also is brilliant, tejaha. Therefore, both of them are inseparable and identical. And at the same time, they are also different, because one is attribute and the other is substance. Sunlight is not the sun, the substance. This is the idea here. Now let us do the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning. Prakashashrayavadva tejastvat. Va means are. Who are? Prakashashrayavat. They are like the light and its source. Ashraya is source and Prakashaya is the light. That is, the Jivatma and Paramatma are like light and its source. Tejastvat, both are luminous. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Prakasha Ashrayavate, light and the lamp, Prabha and Deepaha. Ashraya literally means source. Here it is the lamp. So Prakashascha Ashrayascha. Prakasha Ashrayau. Dvanda samasa. Tadvat. Just as they are related. Tejasvat. Both being luminous. They are identical also and different also. All is to be understood. They are not said here. Tejasvat alone is said. So both begin being luminous, both are identical, one being source and the other being the Jivatma is the beam and source is Paramatma. And as the beams are many, Jivatmas are also many in number. An instantaneous relationship comes as the fire, as also the sparks and Satyam, they are Satyam. The fire is Satyam, the sparks are also Satyam. Veda Vedaha Eva Vaktavya. And in the second pada, the first four adhikaranam, they deal with Tvampada or Jivatma Vichara. This we already saw in the introduction. And the last four adhikaranas, they deal with Tatpada, Tatpada Vichara or Paramatma Vichara. Now we see whether Tatpada, the Paramatma, refers to Paramatma which is Sagunam, Nirgunam or Ubayatmakam or Shunyam. And after analysis, we establish that Brahman is Ubayatmakam, Saguna, Nirguna, Ubayatmakam, both. But the only point to be noted is Sagunam is Vyavahariga Satya Saguna and Paramarthika Satya Nirguna Ubayatmakam or Mithya Saguna or Satya Nirguna Ubayatmakam, both Saguna and Nirguna. Then in this Adhikaranam, the first part we said Brahman is not Shunyam. Brahman is neither Nirgunam, Sagunam, nor Shunyam, and it is Mithya Saguna, Satya Nirguna Ubhayatmakam. So it is Mithya Saguna and Satya Nirguna Ubhayatmakam. The word used is Ubhaya Linga, and that Linga indicates the Guna, the attribute. And from your statement that Brahman is Mithya Saguna, Satya Nirguna Ubhayatmakam, Brahman is not Shunyam, that we accept. And from that Brahman, the Paramatma, is Jivatma different or not? Thus, it's an incidental topic in this Adhikaranam. And Vyasacharya raises a question as to whether Jivatma is different or non-different from Brahman. Thus, Jivatma Paramatma Sambandha Vichara, the relationship that is being discussed here, incidentally, in this Adhikaranam, from the 25th Sutra onwards. And the Purvapakshi wants to say that we have to accept difference between Jivatma and Paramatma because you talk of Jivatma knowing Paramatma. That was said in Sutra 24. Apicha Samradhane Pratyaksha Anumanabhyam. In that Sutra we saw that the very idea of knowledge will presuppose the knowing Jivatma and the known Paramatma. And therefore, you accept the Veda yourself. Who says? Purvapakshi says to Siddhanti. And naturally, the question comes as to how do you explain all the Abheda Vakyas? Because every Mahavakyam is revealing Abheda, non-difference, oneness only. So from the standpoint of knowledge, there seems to be a difference. And from the standpoint of Mahavakyam, there is oneness, and which one should we take as correct? That is his question. And in this context was introduced the Veda-Veda philosopher. He is known as Bhattabhaskara. This Veda-Veda philosopher is known as Bhattabhaskara. And he must be either a contemporary or even before Shankaracharya. And he suggests Veda-Abheda-Bada, combining both difference and oneness. And as we said earlier, Visishtadvaitam is a refined or modified version of this Veda Vedavada only. And this Purvapaksha is given in Sutra 27 and 28. And this Purvapakshi claims we should accept both Veda Dvaitam and also Abheda Advaitam, both we should accept. Only if we accept both, we accept the Veda fully. That because both statements are there in the Veda. Therefore, he says, quoting Mahavakyams alone is injustice to Veda. And quoting Dvasuparna, that mantra from Mundaka Upanishad that we saw, that alone is being unfair to Veda. If you respect the whole Veda, Purvapakshi says all this to Siddhanta. If you respect the Veda, whole Veda, quote both Vedavakyas and Abhedavakyas, both are pramanas, and we should accept Veda and Abheda and accept the relationship between Jivatma and Paramatma as Veda Veda or Dvaita Dvaita, Dvaita Dvaita. And how do you explain this seemingly contradictory relationship? That is his question. Further, he said, this can be accepted by taking the Amsha Amsi Sambandha or Visheshana Vishesha Sambandha, because between the part and the whole, the relationship is both Veda and Abheda. These are all these things in the last class. I am only recapping them. So the part is neither totally identical with the whole nor different from the whole. Therefore, the Amsha Amsi Bhava, like Ahi Kundalavate, the snake coil example that we saw, was the example said. And alternatively, Visheshana Visheshya Bhava, like the lamp and light, Prakasha Ashrayatva, the light being the property and the lamp being the substance. So because the relationship between the property and substance is also Veda and Abheda, and because the property is neither totally different from the substance nor totally identical with the substance, as in the case of light and brightness, as we said earlier, which is the property, the brightness is the property of the light. Therefore, like Amsha Amsi or Guna Guni, why can't you accept Veda and Abheda Sambandha? This is the question. And the Advaitin's attitude of negating Veda is totally false, according to him, because Abheda is lived by Shastram alone, while Veda is revealed by Shastram also, and Veda is revealed by Pratyaksha Pramanam also. So strong Veda also is Pramana Dvaya Siddham. Both Brahma, both the Pramanas are there. Pratyaksha Pramanam is there, Shruti Pramanam is there, and all that. Namely, the Mundaka Upanishad Dvasuparna, that mantra that we read in the last class, that gives Shastra Pramanam, Veda Pramanam, and our own experience, Anubhava Pramana. I am also Paramatma, I am not Paramatma, I feel all the time, how can I be Paramatma? So Jivatma is Alpajnaha, Alpashaktiman, miserable Jiva. Thus I, the Jivatma, am totally different from the creator Paramatma. And I am the creature Jivatma is Pratyaksha Siddham, and also supported by Pramana Siddham, that is Shastram. Thus Veda is also Pramana Siddham, and Abheda also is Pramana Siddham. By what? Mahavakya Pramanena Siddha. Pramana Siddham Abheda. Therefore, both are Satyam according to him. Therefore, it is improper, it is illogical, it is fallacious, it is erroneous, it is unjust, unfair. He says all that. Unfair approach to negate Veda or Dvaitam as false. It cannot be false, and it is Satyam. This is called Veda Veda Vadaha. How are we going to answer this question? Vyasacharya answers this question in a small sutra, the next sutra. 29th sutra, a simple sutra, Purvavadva. Purvavadva is the sutra, 29th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 347th running Brahma Sutra. So the two previous sutras, they express the view of Veda Abheda Vadins, who maintain the doctrine of difference and non-difference. Veda difference, Abheda non-difference. This sutra refutes their view, this present sutra, 29th sutra, refutes their view and establishes the truth as declared in 25, sutra 25. That is, the difference is merely illusory and identity or non-difference is the reality that we already saw in sutra 25. So the answer is very simple. Vyasacharya doesn't take any time to explain it. He says that you should accept Abheda only and not Veda, 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 Veda. This Abheda is talked about in Sutra 25 and 26, the light example. And Vyasacharya says, as said in the above two sutras, Abheda alone should be accepted and not Veda, Veda. That is all his simple sutra here, answer is. But this seems very unfair, because the Veda Veda Vadi has established so elaborately, technically, analytically, and logically? And how can you just casually brush it aside? Vyasacharya does not feel like elaborating at all, but thanks to Shankara, he gives his answer in slight elaboration. And actually, Swamiji also gives more elaborate discussion also on this. We will do first a general analysis of this sutra first and understand the answer very well. It is a very important sutra for us to understand. And we will answer the question in a roundabout way. It's not a straight answer we give. It's a roundabout way. And therefore, initially, the answer may appear a little irrelevant also, but gradually we will come to the answer. I am putting all these things preamble because to get you prepared. Why I am going round and round, you should not be thinking. That's the reason I preempt it. Okay, what does the Beda Bhedavadi say? He says, Beda is also Satyam because Shastra Pramanam, Pratyaksha Pramana Siddha. And Abheda also is Satyam because it is also Shastra Pramana Siddha. Therefore, Beda Bhedavadi's argument is, whatever is Pramana Siddham is Satyam, and therefore Jivatma is Satyam because it is Pramana Siddham. Paramatma is Satyam also because it is also Pramana Siddham. Jivatma Paramatma Beda is Satyam because Pramana Siddham. Jivatma Paramatma Abheda is also Satyam because of Pramana Siddham. Therefore, now we got four items. What are the four items we got? We got Jivatma, one. Paramatma, two. Jivatma Paramatma Beda, three. Jivatma Paramatma Abheda, four. So all these four, they are Pramana Siddha. That is revealed by Pramanam, either Shastra Pramanam only or Shastra Pratyaksha Pramana also. It is Satyam. This is the Beda Bhedavadi's argument. Nice, very nice. It's a wonderful argument. Now, if you look at the same Shastra, the Jivatma Paramatma Beda is clearly said in Mundaka Upanishad 3.1.1. That number mantra we are familiar. Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Samanam Vriksham Parishasva Jate Tayoranya Pippalam Swadu Atti Anashnan Ananyo Abhichaka Shiti. The two birds mantra. Dva Suparna mantra of Mundaka Upanishad. It's a very important and a very powerful mantra. And then we ask the question. This is the Bhedavada. Then we ask the question, what does Shastra say in the next mantra of the same Upanishad? 3.1.1 is what we read. And 3.1.2, what does it say? Samane Brikshe Purusho Nimagnaha Anishaya Shochati Mukhya Manaha. It says this Jivatma, which is different from Paramatma, suffers sorrow. Very important, suffers sorrow. It has pains. It has dukkham. The word used is shochati, shochati, shokaha. Therefore, Shastra Pramana talks about shoka or sorrow of Jivatma. And therefore, we are adding one more item to the earlier list along with the four said earlier. So now we introduce another item, the fifth one, that is called dukkham or sorrow or shokaha. Then we question, is dukkham or shoka pramana siddham or not, is our question. And we find that dukkham is also pramana siddham. There are two pramanas. What are the two pramanas? One is Shastra Pramana itself says, Jivaha Shochati in Mundaka Upanishad that we just quoted 3.1.2. Samane Vrikshe Purusho Nimagnaha Anishaya Shochati Mukhyamanaha. And it is not only Shastra Pramana Siddham, it is also Pratyaksha Pramana Siddham. What is the Pratyaksha Pramanam? I have got sorrow, need not be proved by Shastram at all. It is our own Pratyaksha Anubhava Pramana Siddham. Sorrow is also Pramana Siddham, it is also Pratyaksha Anubhava Pramana Siddham. This even Nastikas who do not accept Shastras will agree to this. Therefore, sorrow also is Pramana Dvaya Siddha. There are two Pramanas. There is Anubhava Pramana and also Shastra Pramana. So, Pramana Dvaya. So, we have five items now which are Pramana Siddha. What are those? Jivatma, Paramatma, Jivatma Paramatma Bheda, Jivatma Paramatma Abheda, and dukkham or shoka. 5 items. Now I ask the Veda Vedavadi, all these are Pramana Siddham, and according to you, Purvapakshi, whatever is Pramana Siddham is Satyam, which means dukkham or sorrow or samsara is also Satyam, and all of them are equally Pramana Siddham, and all should be therefore equally Satyam. You should be impartial. You only talk about fair and impartial approach to Pramana. Therefore, you should accept all the 5 as equally Satyam. Why? Dukkham Satyam Pramana Siddhatvat. Jeevatma, Paramatma, Veda, Vedatvat. Now, our next question is, if all the 5 are Satyam, because they are all Pramana Siddham, tell me whether all of them are Nityam or Anityam. If they are Satyam, are they Nityam or Anityam? If Veda, Vedavadi says all are Satyam, whatever is Satyam is Nityam or what? Suppose you say, yat satyam tat nityam. So tat trikalepi tishtati. Tasmat nityam. If you say it should be nityam, then we say, tell you should accept all the 4 as nityam also. Namely jivatma, paramatma, jivatma, paramatma, veda, jivatma, paramatma, veda, and most importantly, dukkham or sorrow. That also should be nityam. Which means if all the 5 are nityam, at the time of moksha, what happens? At the time of moksha also, jivatma, paramatma, veda, veda will continue, including dukkham. At the time of moksha, dukkham will continue. And according to your own argument, that dukkham will continue at the time of moksha also. And what is the definition of moksha? Moksha is defined as dukkha nivrittihi. And according to your argument, dukkham also has to continue in moksha. Why? Because dukkhasya pramana siddhatvad satyatvad nityatvad. In moksha, it will continue. And if dukkham continues in moksha, it is not moksha at all. And therefore, the problem will be what? Anirmoksha prasanga doshaha. This we have seen earlier also in some other context. Anirmoksha prasanga doshaham. In moksha also, one will be sitting and crying. To avoid this problem, what you should say? Yat satyam, tad anityam, you should say. Whatever is satyam should be anityam. So that dukkham will go away in moksha. Then what will be the problem? If you say whatever satyam is anityam, then all the 5, jivatma, paramatma, veda, jivatma, paramatma, abeda, and dukkham, all the 5 will disappear. All 5 will be anityam. Which means during moksha, what will be there? Only shunyam will be there. Which will make whom stronger? The Buddhist will be victorious then. Because you are going to contend that shunyam is going to remain. So the Veda Veda Vadi will have to argue that dukkham alone is anityam. He has to leave all the other 4 as nityam. Dukkham alone is anityam, he should say. Parajivatma, paramatma, jivatma, paramatma, veda, abeda will be nityam. And dukkham alone is perishable in moksha. This is what he wants though. Because in moksha, you don't want dukkham. It means if you want to keep dukkham as anityam and the other 4 as nityam, then the Veda Vedavadi will be forced to talk about what? 2 types of satyams. You know how we are coming into the analysis? This entire chapter is a chapter of inquiry, as I told you. So here this is the Veda Vedavadins will be forced to talk about 2 types of satyam. The first 4, jivatma, paramatma, Veda and Abeda. The first 4, they are satyam, but they are nitya satyam, which will continue in moksha also. But dukkham alone is satyam. Why? Pramana siddhatvad according to you. But it is a peculiar type of satyam. And what is that peculiar type of satyam? Moksha kale bhadyate. Therefore, you have to accept 2 orders of reality. One is pramana siddha satyam, but negatable in moksha. And the other is also pramana siddha satyam, which is not negatable in moksha. Thus, Anitya Satyam and Nitya Satyam, negatable Satyam and unnegatable reality, you have to talk about. And that alone we say as one is lower order of reality, Anitya Satyam, and the other is higher order of reality, Nitya Satyam. Dukkham comes under the lower order of reality, even though it is Satyam, it is Pramana Siddham. Why? Because Dukkham goes away in moksha. The Pramana Siddham, scriptures talk about it. Whereas Paramatma cannot be and should not go away in moksha, then Lord also will go away in moksha, which you yourself will not accept. Siddhanta enters the Purvapakshi. Thus, you accept lower order of reality and higher order of reality, Vyavaharika Satyam and Paramarthika Satyam, even though they are said about in the Shastra. You have to be partial. He said you have to be impartial. He told us. We say you have to be partial. If you treat Dukkham and God equally, the problem will be Dukkham also will be as permanent as God. And so Dukkham has to be Vyavaharika Satyam. And the other four have to be Paramarthika Satyam. So Veda Veda Vadi has to accept this fact. And now the next point is, Veda Veda Vadi, he may argue that, okay, I am willing to accept the lower order of reality. That is, Dukkham is inferior reality or Vyavaharika Satyam because it goes away in moksha. But the problem is, once I accept Vyavaharika Satyam, what do you do? What do you Siddhantins do? You quietly change the word Vyavaharika Satyam into what? Into Mithya. You are bringing a new word, Mithya. It is the word Mithya that disturbs me. I don't like that word Mithya at all. Then also, what do? You go to the rope snake example also. Not only you bring the new word Mithya, which I don't like, it disturbs me. You also bring the example of the rope snake. Once the rope snake comes into picture, I am frightened also. Your rope snake, false, Mithya, these are all disturbing me. Who says Veda Veda Vadi says? Why are you so adamant, fanatic also, and particular about the word Mithya? Who asks whom? The Veda Vedavadi as Siddhanti. Why do you say that this lower reality is Mithya? This is the argument of Veda Vedavadi. For that Advaitin, I hope you are with me. For that Advaitin say, I am not very much interested in the word Mithya at all. Nor I am interested in the rope snake's example also. If you are frightened, I will leave them. No problem. What all I want to do is, I want to convey the concept given in the Shastra and you find out the appropriate word yourself and also an appropriate example yourself. We say Dukkham is lower order of reality, even though it is Pramana Siddham, it is Pratyaksha Siddham. But we said Dukkham is negatable at the time of Moksha. Therefore, it is Moksha Kale Bhadya. Then naturally the question will be, how is Dukkham negated? How do you negate Dukkham? Normally, because we have to analyze everything step by step. Normally, whenever a thing is to be eliminated or negated, what do? We use karma or action to remove or eliminate something. For example, if there is dirt in my shirt and I want to remove the dirt, what do? I wash the shirt. Washing is an action. Therefore, normally, action is required to eliminate anything. So, karma bhadyam is normal approach. Therefore, I approach dukkham also in the same way. And what action is required to remove sorrow? What should I do to remove sorrow? Shastra gives a unique solution and it says, sorrow is not eliminated by karma. And it is eliminated by only one thing, namely jnanam. It is a unique thing. Sorrow is not eliminated by karma. It is eliminated only by knowledge, jnanam. It is a very unique phenomenon. Normally, anything is by an action, is removed by an action. But here, dukkham is eliminated by jnanam. Therefore, it is unique. That is, dukkham is jnana bhatya. Thus, we get two important information now. What are those? One, dukkham is of lower order of reality. Dukkham sorrow is of lower order of reality. And number two, it is negatable by knowledge. Jnana. If it is negatable by knowledge, then we use the word vyavaharika satyam. Whatever is negatable by knowledge, we use the word vyavaharika satyam, and to convey that it is negatable by knowledge, I have to find a word. And the word that we have coined is mithya. It is all only that much. So don't get frightened by that word. There is nothing holy about that word. You can find your own equivalent word. Only this concept should be understood. Therefore, mithya only comes that which is of lower order of reality. To convey that idea, we do mithya. We give mithya the word. That which can be eliminated by knowledge, because whatever is this, that can be eliminated by knowledge. And therefore, dukkham is vyavaharika satyam, conveying that concept that it will go away in moksha. That means it is conveying the concept, it will go away in moksha at the time of jnana. Mithya means I want to convey that it goes away by knowledge. That is all I am trying to convey. Siddhantin tells the Veda Veda Vadi. If you don't want to use the word mithya, you may invent your own word. But it should convey the same idea that it will go by knowledge. Therefore, what is mithya now? Knowledge eliminable lower order of reality. It's knowledge eliminable. What can be eliminated by knowledge? Lower order of reality. You have to accept that. And dukkham must come under this category. Which category? Knowledge eliminable lower order of reality. Knowledge eliminable lower order of reality is mithya. And why do we say it is knowledge eliminable? Because Shastram very clearly says, in Bhagavad Gita we already saw, Gata Asuna Gata Asumscha Nanu Shochanti Panditaha. And Tarati Shokam Atmavidhi Chandogya, 7th chapter. Jnana alone eliminates sorrow. And also in the Ishavasya Upanishad, Yasmin Sarvani Bhutani Atmaivadbhut Atmaivabhut Vijanataha Tatra ko mohaha kashokaha ekatvam anupashyataha. Tatra ko mohaha kashokaha ekatvam anupashyataha. Therefore, mithya means knowledge eliminable lower order of reality. Knowledge eliminable lower order of reality. You may use any word. It should convey this idea that it is lower order and eliminable by knowledge. I find the rope snake example is right example from my point of view, because rope snake is knowledge eliminable lower order of reality. The moment I understand it is rope and not snake, it is knowledge eliminable. Therefore, for dukkham also, which is knowledge removable by knowledge, so it is knowledge removable, eliminable, lower order of reality. Rope snake is convenient example for me, so I used it. You can use any example you want. If you don't like rope snake, use anything else whom you like the best one. But what should be the example? It should be knowledge eliminable lower order of reality. That should be the concept. It should be removable by knowledge. And why it is lower order of reality? Because during moksha, it should not exist. You don't want dukkham to exist during moksha. And why it should be knowledge eliminable? Because Shastram says it is negated by knowledge. Shastra says. Therefore, why do you hate the word mithya? If you don't accept it, anirmoksha prasanga will be the problem. That's what we said earlier. Anirmoksha prasanga. In moksha also you will have dukkham. And now the Veda Veda Vadins, they may argue, okay, Tushyatu Durjana Jnayena, okay. In Tamil we say, Otolanji Poram, it's all right, whatever you say is fine. I accept it. I will, even though I'm not that happy, but I will accept, I'm willing to accept this dukkham is mithya. That means what? Knowledge, eliminable, lower order of reality, I am willing to accept. And Brahman should not come under knowledge, eliminable, lower order. I accept that also. And the Veda Veda Vadins now say that they can accept dukkham as mithya. But they ask the question, why do you say Veda is mithya? That is the fundamental problem. Dukkham is mithya, okay. But why do you say Veda is also mithya? That is our discussion. That is why we said in the beginning, if you remember, it is a roundabout analysis. Once you say Dvaitam as mithya, it is disturbing proposition. So don't say Dvaitam is mithya. Why do you want to eliminate Veda or duality in the same way as Dukkham? The way you want to eliminate Dukkham, because you know it's anityam and all that. So you have to eliminate that. Veda also, duality also, you want to go through the same route. And once you say Dvaitam as mithya, the world also will come under what? Mithya. They are all bombshells. Dukkham as mithya, anybody is willing to accept. But the moment you say Veda is mithya, Dvaitam as mithya, then world also will come under mithya. And this is a very, very disturbing proposition. Siddhantin is happy now because at least the Veda Veda Vadin accepted Dukkham as mithya. So when he was not accepting mithya, the word itself, only now we have to extend it to Veda. That is what we should say, we should do now. But he has now accepted the word mithya, Dukkham as mithya, and the word mithya also, Dukkham anithyam, all that he has understood. Now we have to extend it to Vedaha also. And that is our next step. Siddhantin's next step is that. And what is our argument? Yatra yatra Vedaha, tatra tatra Dukkham. So that equation we have to bring in. Yatra yatra Vedaha, wherever there is Veda, division, tatra tatra Dukkham, there is Dukkham. Veda and Dukkham are almost synonymous. They are inseparable pair. One can never say, let there be Veda, division, but no Dukkham. Both coexist. And it is proved by Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava. Shruti Pramanam, Vedas, Yukti Pramanam, logic, Anubhava Pramanam, our own experience. And what is the Shruti Vakyam we quote? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad very clearly said, Dvitiyadvai Bhayam Bhavati. Very strong statement. Dvitiyadvai Bhayam Bhavati. Wherever there is Veda, a second thing is there. There is fear, Bhayam Bhavati. Even God will become a source of fear when you say God is separate. Even though as a Srishti Karta, Srishti Karanam, God is a source of happiness. He's a protector. He gives me children. He gives me so many other things. He gives me the entire thing as a Srishti Karta. But as a Laya Karanam, even Bhagavan will be a source of fear. When we want to accept the good aspects of Lord to create and protect, we should not ignore the third aspect, namely Laya Karanam also. In that case, even Bhagavan will be a source of fear. Even for devatas like Indra, Surya, Vayu, Varuna, Agni, Yamadharmaraja, Mrityu Devata is a source of fear to everybody. Even for all of them, they are afraid. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, in the Brahmananda Valli section, finally, Bhishasmat Vatapavate Bhishodeti Suryaha Bhishasmat Agnischendrascha Mrityur Dhavati Panchamayiti. Bhishasmat Vataha Pavate, even the wind blows out of fear of the cosmic order. Bhishodeti Suryaha, sun rises and sets out of fear of the cosmic order. Bhishasmat Agnischa Indrascha, Agni Devata, the god of gods, and Indra, Agni Devata, the god of fire, and Indra, the god of gods, all of them. Mrityur Dhavati, Mrityu Devata keeps on running all around the globe. All these people, out of fear of the cosmic order of the Lord, they are all struck with fear. when even the devatas are afraid, how can this miserable jiva be happy? When Veda is there, it's not possible. Therefore, Veda means dukkham, Shruti very clearly reveals. This is the Shruti Pramana. Then what do we say about logic? Logic also reveals that wherever there is division, there is finitude, mortality. And wherever there is mortality, there is sorrow. Therefore, Yukti, logic also proves that Veda and sorrow are synonymous. And Anubhava, our experience also tells what? It proves that Veda and sorrow are synonymous. How? In Jagrat Avastha, in the waking state, there is Veda, and we have got a lot of pains. And in Swapna Avastha, we have Veda, and we have a lot of pains in Swapna Avastha also. And according to Shastra, even the happiness experienced in Veda is a refined form of potential sorrow only. All these words are all important words. Refined form of potential sorrow. I will explain what is the potential sorrow next. So it is even the happiness experienced in Veda is a refined form of potential sorrow only. Where this is said? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkhayonaya evate. In duality, there are only two types of sorrows. Namely, one is the present sorrow, and the other is potential sorrow. Potential sorrow means future sorrow. And happiness comes under what category? Potential sorrow. Because of all these, Veda is dukkham, that is proved by Anubhava in Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha. So Anubhava, Jagrat Avasthayam, Vedaha, Dukkhancha. Swapna Avasthayam, Vedaha, Dukkhancha. Whereas what about Sushupti Avastha? Sushupti Avasthayam, in deep sleep state, Abhedaha, no Veda, Abhedaha, Anandaha, Sugancha. Therefore, if Dukkham is knowledge eliminable lower order of reality, I am trying to not get my tongue twisted by saying this long word, long sentence. If Veda will come under knowledge eliminable lower order of reality alone, because if Veda alone survives, Dukkham can never go away. Therefore, Veda also is Mithya. Therefore, now two types of Pramana Siddha Vastu now. One set of Pramana Siddham is Satyam, and another type of Pramana Siddham is Mithya. So of these five items, which all will come under Pramana Siddha but Satyam? And what all will come under Pramana Siddha and Mithya? We say Jivatma, Paramatma, Jivatma, Paramatma, Abheda. They will all come under Pramana Siddha Satya, Satya Vastus. And what will come under Mithya Vastu? Knowledge eliminable lower order of reality is Bedaha and Dukkham. And they have to come under Mithya only. Even though they are revealed in the Shruti, they are Shruti Pramana. And if you don't accept that, what will be a disastrous consequence? If I don't accept this, let us say, what will be a disastrous consequence? If it is not accepted as Mithya, Veda also will become Paramarthika Satyam. Dukkham also will come under Paramarthika Satyam. Which means in Moksha also, in Vaikuntham or Kailasa also, we will sit and cry only. And Veda and Ananda cannot coexist. Veda and Ananda cannot coexist. And therefore, we also accept Veda, Vedavada, but we say Mithya Veda, Satya Veda Sambandha, Jivatma Paramatma Noho. So what is the Sambandha between Jivatma and Paramatma? Mithya Veda, Satya Veda Sambandha. Or Vyavaharika Veda, or Paramarthika Abheda Sambandha. And suppose Veda Vedavadi says, that means Mithya Veda Satya Vedavadaha. Suppose he says, we say, if he also accepts this, what do you say to him? He says, yes, yes, I also accept the same thing. Mithya Vedaha, Satya Vedavadaha. He says that, we say, may God be with you. God bless you, Dirga Ayushman Bhava. Swamiji blesses him very profusely. That is Advaitam only. Mithya Visheshana, Satya Visheshya Vadaha. Okay. So, Mithya Saguna, Satya Nirguna Vadaha. That is okay. Mithya Amsha, Satya Amshi Vadaha. That is okay. So, all these are okay. Mithya Visheshana, Satya Visheshya Vada is okay. Mithya Saguna, Satya Nirguna Vada, okay. Mithya Amsham, Satya Amshi Vada, okay. But if you say both are Satyam, then only there will be problem. And therefore, Vyasacharya says, Purvavath. I told you this is a very simple sutra. We have to understand this with this much analysis. Purvavath is a simple sutra. Purvavatva, that's a sutra if you remember. So, Purvavath, Satya Bedaha Yeva Angikarya. Angikarya. So, okay. This is now the general analysis of this sutra. Now, let us do the word analysis. Purvavadva, that is a sutra, 29th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 347th running Brahma Sutra. The word va, va means in fact, purvavate, they are to be taken as non-different as said before. As said before alone is that purvavate, they are to be taken as non-different, we have to supply. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Purvavate means as before, as mentioned in where, purvavate means where. In Sutras 25 and 26. Then we should remember what was mentioned in 25 and 26. Jivatma, Paramatma, Abheda alone should be accepted because Beda is Mithyam and Abheda alone should be accepted as Sityam, Satyam. Therefore, as mentioned before, Jivatma, Paramatma, Abheda alone should be accepted. That is what was said in those two Sutras. And if you want to add Veda, you may say Brahman is Sagunam Mithya Veda. You can say that. Brahman is Sagunam Yavaharika Satyam. You can do that. We don't mind your Sagunam. So Sarvajnatvam, Sarveshwaratvam. We don't mind any of those. But what you should do? Add the word Mithya Sarvajnatvam Sarveshwaratvam. Add that. We don't care. We don't worry about it. Whether you add it, it is absolutely fine. Then va. Va is in fact, really. This is the approach. So with this Beda Beda Va, the Kandanam is also over. And this is reinforced in the next sutra. That is also a simple sutra. Sutra number 30. Pradishedhacha. 30th sutra, second part of the third chapter, 348 running Brahma Sutra. So after dealing with the Jivatma Swarupam, from the fifth Adhikaranam onwards, Paramatma Swarupam is established as Nirgunam Brahman only. I'm going to give a gist of what we have discussed so far, so that you can be, this is the last sutra of this thing also. So I'm going to give a gist. So it is neither Sagunam as some people contend, nor it is Sunyam as some people contend. It is Nirguna Chaitanyam. It is neither Sunyam nor Sagunam. It is Nirguna Chaitanyam. This was discussed up to Sutra 24. From Sutra 25 onwards, there is an aside discussion, but a very important discussion, which relates to the relationship between Jivatma and Paramatma. Even though the topic is only Paramatma Swarupam, Vyasacharya takes off a little bit and deals with their Sambandha relationship also. Even though for Vyasacharya, this may be an incidental topic, really speaking, this is the main topic of all the scriptures. And Vyasacharya points out the relationship is Abheda Sambandha or Aikyam only. Because the scriptures talk about Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam alone, Abhyasat, the other sutra, Abhyasat, if you remember. And thereafter, incidentally, a Purvapakshi was considered. And the Purvapakshi is a Veda Veda Vadi who claimed that we should accept Jivatma Paramatma Abheda also and Veda also because there are statements talking about both in the Shruti. And this Purvapakshi was presented in Sutras 27 and 28 and in 25 and 26 Aikyam was mentioned, which is our Siddhanta. And to this Purvapakshi raises a question, which was given in 27 and 28. Then in Sutras 29 and 30, 29 we just saw, 30 we are going to see, Vyasacharya refutes the Purvapakshi and establishes Abhedavada. Therefore, 25 and 26 can be taken as Pratijna Sutras. 29, 30 can be taken as Nigamana. And we completed 29 and the reason we gave was this. No doubt, Shastra talks about both Veda and Abheda. If we take both are real, greatest problem will be that samsara, dukkham also has to be taken as equally real. Samsara is dukkham. Dukkham is an intrinsic part of Veda. So if Abheda is also satyam and Veda is also satyam, then dukkham also will be satyam. And if all the three are equally real, all three will become equally eternal, nityam. Then in moksha also, these three will continue, which means this person will be a mukta dukkhi. There'll be two types of dukkhis then. One is mukta dukkhi. So one will be bound dukkhi and another will be liberated dukkhi. And who wants such a liberation? This is not possible. Therefore, if dukkham should end, and that too through knowledge, they should accept dukkham, but it should be of a lower order of reality, by which we mean moksha kale abhavaha. At the time of moksha, it will not be there. The word mithya only means moksha kale dukkham should not be there. Chaitanyam alone is satyam. Because in moksha also chaitanyam continues, dukkham must be mithya because it should not continue in moksha. And if one doesn't like the word mithya, if one is allergic to that word, one need not use the word mithya. Don't take the rope snake example also. One may even invent one's own word and also one's own example. But what is important? In moksha, dukkham should not be there. So it should be whatever word or the example you take should be what? It should conform to knowledge eliminable reality. Dukkham should be given such a reality, lower order of reality that is negatable by knowledge. Chaitanyam should be given such a reality which is not negatable by knowledge. And whatever be the name you use, we do not care. Therefore, mithya abheda, satya abheda vadaha, we are willing to accept. This is Siddhantin's view. Such a stand alone is called Advaita. Similarly, Vishishta Advaitam also we are willing to accept. We have to add only one adjective. That is Mithya Visheshana Satya Visheshya Advaitam. Vishishta Advaitam is one in which Brahman is Satyam and is Visheshanam. Visheshanam means attributes. So all this Mithya, Visheshanam, they are all attributes, they are all Mithya. Satya Vastu is alone, is the Visheshya, that is Satya Vastu. This is the conclusion we saw in 29th Sutra that we just concluded. And Vyasacharya reinforces this conclusion in the next Sutra, the last Sutra, Sutra 30 of this Adhikarana. Pratishedhacha. First, let us do the general analysis of this Sutra. The Veda Vedavadi said that we should give equal status to both Veda and Abheda. And Purvapakshi's contention was that both should be given equal status because both are talked about in the Shastram. That is, as we saw, the Mundaka Upanishad Vakyam Dvasuparna Mantra and also it talks about Jiva Ishvara Bheda and Tattvamasi Mantra in Chandokya talks about Jiva Ishvara Bheda. Therefore, you should be impartial and not have Vedic statement discrimination. Like varna discrimination, gender discrimination, age discrimination, don't have Vedic statement discrimination. For that Advaitin say, I have to discriminate because Veda itself makes a discrimination between Veda and Abheda. It does not treat them equally. How do you say so? No doubt initially, Vedas talk about Veda only in Karmakanda and later talks about Abheda. So in the beginning, both are given equal importance. But towards the conclusion of the teaching, Veda negates Veda, but never Veda and all don't get in not in Bengali Veda. Veda negates Veda, but never negates Abheda. This is a clear distinction that Veda deliberately makes. Whereas when Veda introduces Abheda, It is introduced, but never it negated. Dvaitam is introduced, but negated later. But Advaitam is introduced, but never negated later. Therefore, shouldn't you make a subtle difference between these two? If you talk about the introduction of both and leave out, you, Purvapakshi, will be partial. If you are impartial, you should take into account the Beda Nisheda Vakyas. Wherever it is said, Beda is negated. And what difference do we make? The difference is, since Beda introduced and negated, Beda is introduced and negated, it should be of lower order of reality. Subject to what? Introduction and negation. That method I have mentioned long ago. Adhyaropam Apavada method. Introduction and negation. Whereas Abheda is not subject to introduction and negation. And what is the example for negation? The example for Beda Nisheda is given in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in the Antaryami Brahmanam. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 7th section, 23rd mantra says, Nanyo tosti drashta, nanyo tosti shrota, nanyo tosti mantha, nanyo tosti vijnata. In fact, Paramatma alone is in Jivatma Vesham, disguise. Just as the waker himself enters the dream and becomes the dream experiencer, there is no dream experiencer other than the waker creator. Similarly, there is no Jivatma experiencer other than the creator Paramatma. Thus, very clearly, the Upanishad says there is no Jivatma separate from Paramatma. Anya Devatat Vididatato. That all those mantras we have sampradan. Therefore, Beda and Abheda should not be treated equally. At the same time, we do not want to totally dismiss the Beda also. We don't say Beda is non-existent, but we say Beda is Mithya or Vyavaharika Satyam, or which is negated ultimately. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning. There are only two words, Pradishedatin Cha. Because of the negation of difference also, this is what is there, they are to be taken as before, we have to supply. Now we will see the significance of the words. Pradishedat, because of the negation of what, that is not mentioned, we have to supply. Between Beda and Abheda, Beda part alone is negated. Therefore, Pradishedat means Jivatma Paramatma Beda Pradishedat is negated. Beda was accepted initially. Veda did not accept by the Veda did accept the Dvasuparna mantra, but it knocks it off ultimately, like the scaffolding. I told you in the next mantra itself. 3.1.1, 1.2. For example, like the example we can think of is like the scaffolding when you build buildings. That is very carefully placed because the people, they climb upon that and all, they should not fall. So very carefully placed, constructed. Whenever we construct a building, there is no doubt it is very carefully placed. Otherwise, there will be an accident during construction. But because the scaffolding was carefully introduced, we cannot argue that should be there forever. We cannot hold it on when the ceiling is set. If they are left, how can one live in a house? Therefore, once the ceiling is set, the scaffolding should be removed. Similarly, Dvaitam is introduced. Advaitam is revealed, and on realization of Advaitam, Dvaitam will be removed. The problem of the Purvapakshi is what? Namely, that here we are talking about the Beda Beda Vadi. He does not notice that part of removal of Dvaitam clearly. That is the problem. Pradishedat means Jivatma Paramatma Beda Pradishedat. Then the word cha means also, moreover. That is, in addition to the reasoning given in the previous sutra, the reasoning was what? If Beda is equally real, Dukkham also will be real. Anirmoksha Prasanga Dosha will come. That was the reason given in the previous sutra. So, na kevalam anirmoksha prasanga doshaha, parantu nisheda vakya gati abhava doshaha api prasajyetam iti abhiprayaha. That is what the commentator writes. So, with this, the Beda Beda Vada Khandana, that is also over. And with this theme, sixth adhikaranam is also over. We will enter the seventh adhikaranam in the next class. यो वेदादौ स्वरप्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णः।